Speaker Mike Johnson, this is beginning of the end of longest shutdown in history. By Hannah Knudsen on November 10, 2025. Monday marks the beginning of the end of the longest government shutdown in history. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said during a press conference. I'm thankful to welcome you to what appears to be the beginning of the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. As shameful as that is, I don't think it's coincidental, Johnson said at the beginning of the press conference. It's after 40 days of wandering in the wilderness and making the American people suffer needlessly, he said, noting that finally some Senate Democrats have stepped forward to end the pain. It appears to us this morning that our long national nightmare is finally coming to an end, and we're grateful for that. At least some Democrats now finally appear ready to do what Republicans and President Trump and millions of hard-working American people have been asking them to do for weeks. The speaker said, making it clear that the government cannot be held hostage by a partisan political agenda. That was never right. Shutting down the government never produces anything, he continued. His remarks follow progress made on Sunday as Senate Democrats folded on government funding while receiving nothing of substance in return. As Breitbart News reported, 8 Senate Democrats voted with 52 Republicans Sunday night on a procedural vote to allow a continuing resolution, CR, funding the government to advance. The motion passed 60-40, without a single vote to spare, and will enable a future vote on a clean continuing resolution through January 30, 2026. Packaged with 3 relatively non-controversial appropriations bills extending through the fiscal year, agriculture, military construction, veterans affairs, and legislative branch. Johnson reiterated that the Senate is moving forward on an amended House CR continuing resolution that will reopen the government until January 30. Added to that are provisions to fully fund SNAP provisions through the end of the next fiscal year, which is September 2026, guaranteed back pay for all federal workers who have been made to endure these hardships over the last several weeks. And it also includes passage of 3 appropriations bills, which we're grateful to be moving through the process, he said. Watch.